Okay, we are on the bottom of Lamates Mabez, again, as we inch closer to the end of the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin. So yesterday we were discussing, so Magarita, we got into Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Maleka, that there is no Schar for Mitzvahs in this world. We quoted the idea of the Tomer Dvorah, and again, I hope you can hear me through my cold and my cough. Sometimes as the shir goes on, Bezrat Hashem, it'll get a little better, Bezrat Hashem. But the Gemara had said that Machshava Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Betzari Flamaisa, and not a Machshava Ra. And Tosas pointed out that that's only by Jews. By Jews, Machshava Tova is Betzari Flamaisa, and not Machshava Ra. So I mentioned that there was a Meshech Chachma from Vayera. Meshech Chachma says on the Pasuk, Vayikra Avraham Sheva Bakobahu, Hashem Yira'eh. So on that Pasuk, without going into the whole piece, but the first half he discusses this principle. Where does it come from? So he quotes the idea that deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin that we quoted in Perek Beis, that Kofod Asos Yom Arotza Ani, deep down, that's our mahus of a Jew, is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ki b'hi masro yitzchak as dafsho ha-kiddush bo yisbarach, and that's why, even before that, that's why we always say that on Yom HaShoah, we say that the ashes of Yitzchak are sitting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us chuyos. So what do you mean the ashes? He wasn't burned. So that's an example of Machshava Betzari Flamaisa. Right? So why? So that's why he talks about it here. He says when Yitzchak gave his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ume'oz v'halach hukfa l'teva kayam b'uma Yisraelis l'himashich acharei ratzon ha'ashkacha me'omek ha'lev v'limser nafsham v'rocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach. Yitzchak put into the genes of a Jew to be able to be Moser Nefesh and the Machshava of being Moser Nefesh. And that's the Rambam. And therefore, if a Jew tries to do something and he's nadas and he can't do it, it's Betzari Flamaisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is his inner ratzon, and his Machshava is already connecting to that inner ratzon, and that's enough. And that's why Machshava is Betzari Flamaisa. Masha'en came by other Umos, where they don't have this natural tendency, an innate pintalayid. So then he can stop it Betzari Flamaisa, because who knows if it's, this is the Machshava, but who knows if it's really would be connected to the Maisa, and that's why he doesn't, he won't be Betzari Flamaisa by the Umos Ha'olam. That's the Meshech Chachma that I wanted to mention. One other point, and that is, so we mentioned that the story, as we're going to get back into today, of the boy who's listening to his father who's going up to do Shiluach HaKan. So the Gemara says, you know, maybe, and he died on the way down. Maybe it was, he was thinking about Avodah Zarah. No. Maybe he wasn't thinking about Avodah Zarah because that would have protected him. Maybe he was just having a different Bahar Ba'avera. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have been sorry for it. So ask the Oneg Yontif. Maybe he was having Kavanah Shelo Latzeis. Why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara is coming up with every far-fetched possibility that he wouldn't be Yosef the Mitzvah, so why don't you say that he was having Kavanah Shelo Latzeis? And we need to quote it, but we paskin, by Mitzvahs Dol Raisa, this is the Chiluk of the Radvaz, quoted in the Magen Avraham, I think it's in the Tzamach, that when it comes to Mitzvahs Dol Raisa, we paskin Mitzvahs Trichas Kavanah. By mitzvos derabanan, mitzvos in shrichas kavanah, which is shrichas kavanah means if you have kavanah shelo latzeis, the choy shouldn't be yotzei. So why can't we say that? Maybe you have kavanah shelo latzeis, that's why he died. So says the Oneg Yontif, no, there are two types of mitzvahs. Number one is a mitzvah that you do once. And once you do the mitzvah, you're yotzei. So that type of mitzvah, you could have kavanah shelo latzeis, and you won't be yotzei now, you'll be yotzei later on by lulav. You shake a lulav, you're yotzei the mitzvah. You want to shake it again? Okay, you can be yotzei. You can take it again, but you're really there was a minimum level of a mitzvah that you were ready yotzei. So there you could delay it. You could have kavanah shelo latzeis. I'm not yotzei now, so I'm going to do it later. And I say that's the first type of mitzvah. Kumobatzos matzah or lulav sheitzarach lasas a mitzvah ela pamachas. But the second type of mitzvah is mitzvah she'ain hefsek bezman kima mitzvahs. There's no hefsek. Kumot tefillin, because as long as you wear them, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Kibud avayim. Whenever you do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Shiluach hakan. So says the Oneg Yontif, by mitzvahs that don't have a shear, you can't say a kavanah shelo latzeis, because every second you have the chiyuv to do it. Kavanah shelo latzeis is only a delaying mechanism. But if there's no idea of a delaying mechanism in a mitzvah, it's just that you always have to do the mitzvah whenever you have the possibility, so then the principle of mitzvahs, kavanah shelo latzeis, would not work. That's his chiddush, that's why I didn't suggest it here. Okay. You know, I mean, there are other posts also say that Kavanah Shelo Latzeis might not work, and therefore you should always try to do something to really prevent you from being yotzei, like by Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, according to most poskim. Right? So that's why we're machmir to say yesterday was 14. Why don't we say tonight? Kavanah Shel Allah says it might be Yosei. No, because except according to the Rambam, according to Rov Rishon and Bali Tosfos, it's a mitzvah to Rabbana. So you're going to be Yosei even if you don't have any Kavanah. I don't have Kavanah Shel Allah. Say it's still Ramachmir. Right, so that's why also by Hallel in the morning, by Hallel Shah Rosh Chodesh morning, Baruch Hashem, but we also have Bracha, so Sabbos Kapsation should say something, you know, you should say Baruch Hu Shemo. So you're not Yosef with the Bracha of the Chazen, right? Even though Kavanah Shel Allah says, but Bracha is a Drabban, and you should try to, even Kavanah Shel Allah says, you shouldn't rely on it, and therefore you should just be Mafsik in between. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Amar of Yosef, box of tissues over there. If Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, would have darshin these psukim like Reb Yaakov, who said that there's no mitzvah schar in this world, meaning all of these psukim are referring to Olam Haba, he wouldn't have sinned, right? Because this is what he saw, as we'll see, and it led him astray. Didn't we have a Gemara Chagiga, which had a whole blot and a half about what led Acher astray? He was Bekatis Benetias, and he went up Nimsu Bapardes. So the Marsha says it must be that this story happened first. This story happened first. It was already leading off the Derech. He saw this story. He's like, what's going on here? There's no schar. And then that led him to the other story. Once you start searching and you don't get an answer, so then it's already dangerous. Rishol Salanter once said that Shabbos morning we say Ekelokeinu. Well, here in Eretz Yisrael, we say it every day. It's Ekelokeinu, and then we say Mikelokeinu. To ask Rishol Salanter, shouldn't you ask the question first and then give the answer? First say Mikelokeinu, and then say Ekelokeinu. But he's saying Ekelokeinu first. Does that mean Yisrael Salanter usually have the question first before the answer? But when it comes to searching about a Kaddish Baruch Hu and questions of Emuna, you can't start except you have to have a base Emuna. Enkel Okeinu. It's nobody like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Once there's that base Emuna, then you can start searching and appreciating a Kaddish Baruch Hu and appreciating Emuna. But if we go into discussions of Emuna with questions that if we don't get proper answers, that would affect whether we believe or not, that type of searching we're not allowed to do. Ankelokedu has to be first step. After that, Mikelokedu. So, Acher didn't have that. He had the question of first came Mikelokedu, and then Ankelokedu, and that's why there was a problem. Okay. Viter. The Acher Mayahu. So, what happened with Acher? So, Ikadarbi Kia Gavdachaza. Sub say that, yeah, that's what he saw. He saw this boy going up doing Shiluch HaKan, and he fell down. The Ika da Amre, Lishna the Chuzvah. Again, it's a tragic story. Nobody's saying that we would be happy after this story, but this led him astray. The Ika da Amre, Lishna the Chuzvah, Sabbat Turgim and Chaza. And others say that no, he saw the tongue of Chutzpis the Beturgamon, the translator, the Havigar Le Tavar Acher, that was being carried by a pig. Chutzpis the Beturgamon was one of the Asar Harugei Malchus. He was one of the translators, one of the great Tanaim, and he was, Rachman al-Aslan, killed in a terrible way. And the and this is what Acher saw. He saw the tongue being carried by a pig. Amar, Pesh, Eving, Margolius, Lachi, Chafar. This tongue, this mouth that said pearls, that said jewels, that was unbelievable. It should eat dirt. Enough achata, and he went out, and he was a chote. Again, even the greatest Tanaim were in shock. They go up and they say zu tov v'zu schara. What does the Kaddish Baruch Hu say? If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to go back to tov v'avohu. Go back to tov v'avohu. It's a scary paragraph. But again, that's olam hazeh. Like we said, we had many the past daf. We had many tzaddik v'ralo answers. No, it's only in Olam Haba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes tzaddikim and gives them some suffering in Olam Hazeh in order to give them a perfect Olam Haba. So again, we can't understand, we just have to go by what's in front of us. But what's in front of us? You know, Rachman al-Islam, people have opposites, people who went through World War II, opposite reactions, either where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you speak to others, you read some of the Hasidic tales of the Holocaust, some stories like that, and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with me the whole time. And I wouldn't have been able to get through without a Kaddish Baruch Hu holding my hand. So you have opposite stories. Rachman al-Islam, nobody shouldn't be able to be put into any of these situations.
If you say it was the first story, then we ended up that was the Sulam Ru'uah, right?
If you say it was the first story, was it the first story with a Sulam Ru'uah? Even with a Sulam Ru'uah, with a bab, where you have Shkia Chazeka, even that led him astray.
Is the Gemara saying that that's what it had to be, or
the Gemara said that answer because of the Shluchim Mitzvah problem? But I don't know if Acher might not have been medakdek that there was a Sulam Ru'uah there. I'm not sure.
Do we say a couple of sentences ago that Acher went astray because of the way
Right, so it was two different stories. Well, that happened after the story, the Marsha says. Right. Rav Marmi Rami Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kista LaRava Vira Rav Kista Es Rava Tanan Kala Oseb. That's one of the words you don't forget. Kala Oseb Mitzvah Achas Betivin Lo. If somebody does a mitzvah, or what does our Mishnah say? If you do a mitzvah, you get good things to happen to you. Asa in lo asa lo. Mashva, if you do the mitzvah, fine. If you did do the mitzvah, you don't get it. You don't get the good done to you. For a mini, but we have a brisa that says, Yashav lo avar aveira. As long as somebody doesn't do an aveira, nosam lo schar mais ka'osa mitzvah. He gets schar as if he did the mitzvah. So what is it? Do you only get schar if you did the mitzvah, or do you even get schar if you don't do an aveira? So amalei, hasab could go chepa, tvar aveira liyado, viditzalei mana. No, what's the case which is considered like you did a mitzvah where you could have done an aveira? An aveira came to you and you didn't do it. Says the Shari Tshuva in Shari Shlishi, this is because you're really doing a mitzvah. You're a Shemayim. You're a Hashem. You're a Hashem is mitzvah number four. Right? Belief in Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. So not doing an Aveira in a situation where it might come up is considered a mitzvah, and you can do a mitzvah b'shev al tasa. Do a mitzvah by not doing something. That's the Venisa Le Menem. Right? So some give a shot. The Ramban, Allah Torah, says every time it says Zachar, it's a mitzvah saseh. Right. We all paskin. The Rambam paskin Zachar Maimon Har Sinai. Right. The Rambam doesn't quote that. Remembering Maimon Har Sinai every day. Zachar Maisa Miriam. Remembering the story of Miriam. How do you fulfill that mitzvah? Remembering the story of Miriam. Every second that I don't speak Lashon Hara, right now I'll be Mekayim the mitzvah. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. We're Mekayim the mitzvah, so maybe. But others say no. It only means in a situation where you could be speaking Lashon Hara, and there's a temptation to speak Lashon Hara, and you don't, then you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar is Asher Asal Asher Lekech Lemiriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam in Parshas Kisetzei. So here too, what does it mean whether you get the schar for doing the mitzvah that when the chance comes and you don't do it? Ki yad Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, like this story of Rabbi Chanina, Tavati Ahiman Shunisa, there was a woman that was being toveah him to do an aveira. Amar Milsa, he said some type of, he said a phrase under his breath. Rashi Tchulin says it was Shem Hashem, others say it was some type of incantation. Umali Nafshi Shechna Vekiba, all of a sudden he was covered in boils and scabs, right? So she was no longer attracted to him. Of the Himil Seitzi, then she said something and he was healed. He was healed. So he says, forget it. Arak Tasha, he ran out, he started hiding. Biahu Beibani, he went into a house. The Chiyavi Island betrayed that it was such a dangerous house that even when Talmid Chachamim walked in pairs, Afilu Biyamama, even during the day, Havi Mitzvah, they would get damaged. I mean, there were demons in the house, and usually demons don't affect you if you go in pairs, and they don't affect you if it's during the daytime. This was a house that even if it was in pairs during the day, they were mazik you. So and he went in anyway because he didn't want to be subject to the nisayon. Lamacha, the next day he came out unscathed. Amrulei Rabbanan, Manatra, who guarded you? Right, Natra. So if you read and look at the Sephardi poskim, they don't say Zatzal, they say Nero. Natre Rachmana, Hashem should guard him because Natar is Aramaic and for guard. Manatra. So Amr Lahu. So he says Shnei Nosei Kesar Shemruni Kol Havayla. There were two guards of the Caesar that protected me all night. Some say it was Malachim, but he was not. If he didn't want to talk about his own, like Malachim protected him. Amrule, they said, wow, Shemitvar Erva Baliat Chavarit Salta Emianu. We know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected you. Maybe a Dvar Erva came to you and you were safe from it, meaning you didn't violate. The Tanina, because the Brisa says, Kol Abad Dvar Erva Liyado Venitzalei Mana. Anyone who is involved in a Dvar Erva and he does not do it, Osamo Nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a Nes for him. Period. The ones who are great of strength to listen to Hashem. So there's a medrash that says this refers to the people who keep Shemitah. It's a medrash that says that. But the Gemara here says it's referring to somebody else. What does it mean, Gibori Koach? Like our examples. Could go and Rabbi Tzadok Lechaverov, like Rabbi Tzadok and his friends. Rabbi Tzadok Tavati Ahibat Renisa. Same story, same kind of story. Rabbi Tzadok was nitva by a matron, by a woman who to do an Aveira. Amar La, Chalash Lelibai, Velo Matzina. I'm tired. My heart is not into it. Lobatsina, I can't. So he says, maybe I have something to eat. I'll get my strength back. You have anything to eat? So Amrle, yeah, I have this piece of treif. Right, that's all I have. I'm sorry, I have all this piece of treif. So Amrle, he says to her, my nafkamina, to Ovid Ha'achal Ha, why is it that Dafka Hashem made this Yata Deshmaya? You only have a piece of treif? It must be that if I go through this act, I might as well eat this piece of treif. Meaning it's terrible. And what happened? Let's finish the story, then we'll talk about it. Shagar Tanura, she put on the fire. She's like, okay, Kaman Chala. She put the piece of treif into the oven. She was going to make him eat it. Salg V'yasav Agave. So he jumped into the oven after the non-kosher item. So I relay, my high, what are you doing? What are you doing in my oven? Amar lad to avidha nafal baha, to allude that if we do this act, that I'm going to fall into the fires of Gehenim. Amar lei yadei kulei hai lo tzartich. Man, if I would have known, you would have been so radical. So I wouldn't have done it. Okay, so first agadata and then halacha. First agada. Says the Ben Yoyada, what was going on here? He first asked her, you know, kind of a piece of food just to stall for time, to try to figure out a way. You know what he was asking for food to stall for time. Yeah, well, let me try to figure out a way to get out of this situation, to be nitzal. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that siyata deshmaya was a davar tamei, he took that as mimin hashamayim. He's like, I'm not stall for time. It must be that I have to take radical action, and it must be that I have to jump into the fire. Why was he protected? Because, says the Ben Yoyada, he overcame his fire of passion, and he put out his fire of passion in order to not do anything with this woman. So too, the fires of the oven did not overtake him. He overcame, and he was more powerful than the fires of the oven.
Had he not been weak, he would have went through with it.
Had he not been weak? No, I don't think he. I don't think he was weak. I think it was an excuse. I would think. Right. That was also the. I'm sorry.
The guy
from Amnon.
Yeah, but Amnon said, "Just give me a couple of days to think about it."
Give me a couple of days. That he was very upset that he even took a couple of days to think about it. So
he was upset.
It's here too. Maybe he was upset. He jumped into the fire. Right. Maybe the same idea. The Gaon Yaakov, one of the Achronim in the Ein Yaakov. Again, as I mentioned, the if you ever have a Gemara and a Gadata, the big three you look in. That's what you say. Maybe the big four. You have the Marsha in the back. You have the Ein Yaakov, which is five different Pshatim in the Ein Yaakov, and the Ben Yoyada. You want to throw in the Maharal and Chidushi Agados. That's the big four. So the Gaon Yaakov, he says, what's the Inyan? Let me explain this Gemara about Rabbi Tzadok. We all know the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Makos. Raz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachas Yisrael Vila Chivrei Lein Torah Mitzvos. Hashem wants to give us a schus, and therefore he gives us lots of mitzvahs. So all the Mefarshim ask, why is it such a schus? Give us five mitzvahs. We'll focus on those. 613, that's a schus. So the Rambam gives an answer, and the Maharal gives an answer. So the Gaon Yaakov says, what's the schus? The schus is, if you look at the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah, the Bar Tanura says, what do you mean L'Zachas Yisrael? Kigon Shkatzim V'Ramasim. Like Shkatzim. Like the Israel eating insects. What's the pshat? Says the Gaon Yaakov. Hashem knew there were a lot of things that we weren't going to do anyway. But let's say I wouldn't eat an insect, and it wouldn't be an aveira. So I wouldn't get any kedusha inside of me by not doing that. I'm just doing it because I think it's disgusting. Let's say it's a food I don't like. Let's say I don't like fish. So I don't eat fish. What is it? Do I get any kedusha in me because I don't eat fish? No. But once I got a shbaruch who made shkatzim ramasim asur, so then once I don't eat it, I get kedusha inside of me. And I get spiritually nourished in that way. And that way, that's how Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachas Es Yisrael. They wanted to give us a schus, to give us so many Torah mitzvahs that we do anyway, but now it gives us extra Kedusha inside of us. So now he says, Rabbi Tzadok knew he was in this dangerous situation. He knew he was in a dangerous situation, so what happened? He wanted to somehow get spiritually uplifted. He wanted to somehow get strengthened. So, what did he do? He says, let me read it to you. Rabbi Tzadok, maybe he wouldn't be strong enough to survive this test. So therefore, he said, what do you have something to eat? He knew he would have a piece of, she would have treif, while she was going to have kosher food. So he wanted to see the piece of treif in front of him. He didn't have any taiva for the treif. It was a davar tamei. Maybe it was even a pig, whatever it is. So in that way, he would be able to overcome that, get that aveira, and also get strengthened by that. And in that way, it would help him overcome. And once he had that, he says, oh, okay, now he jumped into the fire. Now he was strong enough to overcome, because now he got those mitzvahs, those profession of aveiras under his belt, and in that way was able to overcome. But again, the message is that every time we don't do an aveira, and every time we do a mitzvah, we get spiritually nourished, and in that way, we're able to go more. Maybe that's pshat. He hasn't quoted of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. It's another pshat of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Might be that idea. So that's the Advar Agada, Divrei Agada on this Gemara. But there's another one. You know what? Let's do the next story for a minute, and then we'll say the Dvar Halacha, because it has to do with both stories. Rav Kahana used to sell baskets. Tavate Ahima Shunisa, a woman came over who buys baskets, except women, right? So she was coming over to get Rav Kahana to do an aveira. Amar la Ezelik Shenafshai. Rav Kahana says, let me go beautify myself for a minute. Let me go put on some perfume, some cologne, and then I'll be back. What happened? Sulev Gorafo Beigra La Aris. He jumped up to the roof and he jumped off. Wanted to commit suicide. Asa Eliyo Kable. Eliyo Anavi came along, swooped down, and caught him. Parsi. I was busy with a bris 400 parcels away. You made me come here and zoom over. No, don't do that next time. Who do you think caused me to be in this situation? I have to sell baskets. I have no money. I'm a poor guy. I have to busy selling baskets where all women are around. So not my problem. So Yoav le Shifa de Dinri. So Eliyahu Navi gave him this fancy kli of gold, and in that way he was rich. A lot of kashas on this story. Right? Eliyahu Navi doesn't have kvitas aderech. What he had, he was a father. He almost sat in traffic, right? He could be a 10% at one time. We've quoted many times in the past the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav of the Tshuvas Eliyahu Navi. There's a guf. There's a neshama, and the neshama comes down. Right, because we had the grand in the Erevin about the tchum of Eliyahu Navi. So you can listen back to those Gemaras when we quoted that of the Sam Sofer. And also, what he's never given anybody money before in any other Gemara. What he's solving people's problems. Eliyahu Navi gives him advice, but he's solving people's problems. So again, those questions we're not going to deal with. But there's a halachic discussion on these whole Gemaras, and that is, if a non-Jew, we know there are big three averus: Simikufnan, Zion, and Yeridea. The big three averus: Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. So we know there are generally Yehari Vayavar. If a guy comes along and says, do these averes or I'm going to kill you, so you have to give your life. But is that always? Let's say a non-Jew is forcing me to do an avera, not because he wants to prove God wrong, to show that the Jewish religion is meaningless. He's not doing it for that. He's just doing it for his own hana. He wants to have fun with the Jews. Right? He wants to do it. Lahanas Atzmon, it's called. Lahanas Atzmon. Right, if a man goes over and wants to be mizana with a woman, or might have different laws. Say a woman who's a very strong woman comes over and wants to be mizana with a man. So if she's just doing it for taiva, she's not doing it to prove God wrong or anything. Is that Yehari Vayavar? Says the Baal Amar, no. The Baal Amar in Sanhedrin, right? The Sugya of Yehari Vayavar says it's not Yehari Vayavar. It's only Yehari Vayavar if they're doing it right to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong, right? So how could these jump off the roof and jump into the fire? It's not Yehari Vayavar. So this is one of the Gemaras that are asked in that Baal Amar. So the Ramban there says, Ramban in the Melchamas there says, no. There's another, even if it's Lahanos Atzmon, it's still Yehari Vayavar in one or two cases. Shas Hashmad, if all around the Kadosh Baruch Hu has been proven wrong, even in this case, it's just Lahanos Atzmon, it's still Aser, or Bifar Hesya. If it's in public, so it's also Yehari Vayavar. Even if he's only doing Galanas Asman. And that's why the Rabban there and the Ritva here. The Ritva here, without giving the whole background, says, we're talking about a case of Befar Hesya. It's in public, and that's why it is going to be Usr, even if it's only Lahanas Atzmon. Omer Morina Ro, says the Ritva, my Rebbe, Tahadi Rabban Damasu Nashalak Tala, Mishub Bias Goya Befar Hesya Haya Maisa, and we Paskin Kanon Poganbo. Even by Bias Goya, it's a non-Jew. So what's the issue of living with a non-Jew? Also, is a questionable exactly what it is, but it's Kanan Poganbo. Ulaficha bechlal gili arayish yarei v'yavar v'afil anas atzman. V'afil shlobish asashman. Ivi shlobish asashman. Right? And you can't say, I didn't mention, and you can't say that, oh, you're right, it wasn't yarei v'yavar. But they were going, right, lefnim mishur esadin. Lefnim mishur esadin. That's a machlokas, but the Rambam paskins, you cannot let it go lefnim mishur esadin. By Yehari Vayavar. Let's say, somebody comes to Reuven, and he says to Reuven, be Mechal Shabbos or I'm going to kill you. He says, I'm a very pious Jew. I'm going to give my life even for Shabbos. Not just the big three. I want to give my life even for Shabbos. The Rambam says that's suicide. That's not a mitzvah of Lefnim Rishos HaDin. You're not allowed to. Not allowed to unless it's the big three in the specific situations. Right? So that's the discussion here of the Baal Amar and the Rabban. And this is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosa Kalim on Shulchan Aruch. Rechman Al-San, the Shulchan Aruch, because this is Halach Lamais.
By Yosef.
Yosef Atzadis, he ran out.
Yeah.
So he ran out. Was he risking his life by running out? But he wasn't killing himself. He was running away from an Avera. And was that proving God wrong? Was that totally for Taiva? They were going to... Unclear exactly whether that was purely Lahanaz Atzman. So does Yahari commit suicide? So that's another issue. Can one, if a guy's about to kill you, are you allowed to shorten it by a few seconds? You're allowed to shorten it by the...
Here
he was jumping off the roof. That's even worse. Usually we say not. Usually we say, let the guy do it. But you're right, that's also an issue here. The Maharal, I think we mentioned this once or twice in the past, also the Maharal on Pirkei Avos. He quotes, why these three? Right? Why not Shabbos, like I mentioned before? That's a big one. What is it about these three? Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Dam. Says the Maharal, Ashlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. The world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Hasadim. These three are the opposites of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Hasadim. And therefore, if you violate these three, you're undermining the pillars of the world. And that's why you can't violate these three. Shabbos is important, but it's not one of the pillars. How are they opposite? So two out of three are pretty simple. Avoda, it's Avoda Zara. And Gemilas Chesed is murder. The opposite is murder. Right? So it's the opposite. The ultimate in anti-chesed is murder. What about the other ones? Torah and Gili Arayos. Says the Maharal beautifully. If you ever saw the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos, Torah is the most sublime spiritual pursuit that we can be involved in. And Gili Arayos is the most mundane physical avera that we can be involved in. So that's the opposite of Torah, which is the most sublime, the most spiritual. The opposite is Gili Arayos. And that's why you have to give your life for these three, because you're undermining the world might as well not exist. And that's why these three specifically are the ones that are picked.
What, remember you mentioned a few weeks ago about how do you define a Jew?
How do you define a Jew? Shabbos. Right, Shabbos, that's the identity of a Jew, the Chavetz Chaim, right? Osi b'ni v'neichem. So these are the pillars of the world. That's defining a Jew, but these are the pillars of the world. Okay, Ramilei, Ravala Rav Nachman. Rav Eshel Chachma says also that there's no Shabbos without a Jew. Right, that's why the life is the Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos, because there's no entity of Shabbos. It's a Shmira Shabbos of a Jew. So, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi Nachman, Tzani, Ludram, Sha'adam, Osev, and Osa, Osan, Vocha, Birsay, Balam, Azev, Akering, Azalam, Abab. These things, right, these things, Mishnah Peaz, we had yesterday, that you do them in Olam Azev, and the care and the principle stays with you in Olam Abab. What are they? By the way, keep it up. They're different gersos. Our Elu Dvarim has a few more. Different various mitzvahs given. So where do you see the keep it up? Right? They all have double shonos, so that's how you know it's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. But Gemilas Chasadim Ksiv Rodef Stag of Achesed Yimsa Chayim Stag of Akavim. Haba Shalom Ksiv Baki Shalom Vratfeyu Biyamar Biyavo Asir Redifa Redifa. And you learn Gzir Shava with Redifa Ksiv Hacha Baki Shalom Vratfeyu Fiksiv Hasam Rodef Stag of Achesed. Right, you can't just make Shalom with Pikul, you have to run after Shalom. Shalom is such an important concept. But Talmud Torah Ksiv Kiyu Chayecha Baruch Yamecha. So it's your Chayim and Arichas Yamim. So he asked the Gemara, Shiloh HaKan Nami Ksiv Lo An Yitav L'Chav Arach T'Yamim. Listi Nami Ha, Shiloh HaKan also has the double Lashon. So shouldn't that be in Olam HaZeh Olam HaBa? So why isn't that in the Mishnah? So where it says Tana V'Shayer, okay, I left one out. Tani Tana Elu Dvarim V'At Amr Tana V'Shir? The Mishnah says these things. These thing means exact. And you're saying one was left out? So Amr Rav Bar Idi, okay, you're right. There's a reason why Shiloh HaKan is not on the list. Asbar Li, Rav Idi explained to me, Imru Tzadiki Tov Ki Prima L'Leim Yochelu. Say about a tzaddik that he is good because he eats the fruit of his labor. Tzaddik tov, tzaddik yeinu tov. What do you mean to say to a tzaddik that he is good? Is there a good tzaddik and a bad tzaddik? So Gemara says, yeah. Ela tov l'shamayim v'labrios zeo tzaddik tov. If you have a tzaddik that is good to bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chavero, that's a tzaddik tov. Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'brios zeo tzaddik yeinu tov. Tov l'shamayim and ra l'brios, that's a tzaddik that's not tov. The Ben Yoyada says, what do you mean? Don't we know in Pirkei Avos that Hashem doesn't like you if you don't people don't like you, right? So what do you mean? How can you have a tov l'shamayim v'ra brios? That's a tzaddik she'eino tov. That's a nobody. That's not even a tzaddik l'Hashem. So Ben Yoyada says you have to be talking about a case where he's not really ra brios. Just means he doesn't go above and beyond for brios, and he's not don l'kav schus for brios. You can't say it's really ra. Kayotze Badavar Atomer, Oil Rasha Ra, Ki Kamul Yadavi Asalo. Same thing, a Rush is called Ra. Kish Rasha Rabi Shresha in a Ra, El Ra Lashmaim Barala Brios Rasha Ra. But if he's really bad, Ra, what does that mean? Rashi gives examples. What are examples of Ra to Hashem and to Brios? Rutseach, Gazlin, and Ganav. A murderer and a Ganav are Ra Lashmaim and Labrios. What's an example of Ra only to Shemayim and not to Brios? Rashi says, Your Mavaz of the Moadim. You eat treif, or what's the other one in Rashi? Megala Arayos. Interesting that he puts it there. The big discussion in the Rishonim is Arayos only Lashamayim? Is Arayos, right? The Rav Sadia goes and splits up all mitzvahs into the Sichlios and the Shimios, the logical ones and the illogical ones. So pretty, most of them are pretty clear, logical, illogical, which category they go in. What about Gili Arayos? Does that go into the Sichlios or the Shimios? It has a discussion in the Rishonim. Some, maybe some relationships, yes. Some relationships, no. But also here, is that Ra L'Brios? That's a discussion. So says the Gemara, Ra L'Shmai Ve'ino Ra L'Brios, Zeo Rasha She'eino Ra. Okay, period. One question. The Shita Nodul Mi here asks, on this list, so we say, on this list is only Tov L'Shmai Ve'Tov L'Brios. And Shiloh HaKan is not Tov L'Brios, Zipper is not there. Talmud Torah is on this list. How is Talmud Torah Tov Labrios? It's Tov LaShamayim. That was a Tov Labrios. So Shishon Odlami says, maybe it means teaching, not just learning. Or it means maybe if you learn a lot, you're going to be able to paskin. So it's got to be Tov Labrios. Two answers. He does not quote, from 1,000 years later, Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan writes in Kovitz Mamarim, in his, all the Kovitzes are Rav Elchanan's, so the Kovitz Mamarim, he writes that, he quotes from Rav Chaim Volozhin. He says, you know why it's Tov Labrios? Because Chaim Volozhin says that Talmud Torah keeps the world going. And if the Talmud Torah would stop even for a moment, the world would cease to exist. And that's why Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChayim, there are time zones. We mentioned, right, why there are time zones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world, we're all at the same time. Because when one place is sleeping, the other place is up and learning. Right? So that's why there's always somebody learning at every moment of the of creation. Because if Talmud Torah would stop for a second, the whole world would cease to exist. So that's the greatest mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru you could have. My learning is keeping the world going, so we continue to exist. So says the Kovitz Mamarim, quoting Rav Chaim Volozhin, that's why it's also Tov Labrios. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Haschus. What to say here? Haschus, yesh laker v'yesh laperos, shenemar, mitzvahs have principles and have fruit that come out of them. Imru tzadiki tov v'chulu, as the passage we quoted before. Averi yesh laker v'yesh laperos. Averis don't have any fruit. Averis are just dead actions. Shenemar oyla rasha rav v'chulu. Elamani mekayim v'chulu b'pridar kav v'melos ha'sem yisbo. It says by Rishayim that they will eat from the fruits of their ways. So you see, there is a fruit for an avera. No, averis, it's a peros, yesh laperos. No, there are certain averis that have fruit. What's that? Rashi quotes, if a Talmud Chacham is Mechal Hashem, does a Chil Hashem, people learn from him. That's an Avera that has Peiros, Rahman al Islam.
Avera
Goreis Avera. Right, if you do an act, and anybody's wearing a yarmulke, who's a Ben Torah, really could be a Talmud Chacham in this regard. Right, when somebody sees somebody wearing a yarmulke who does a certain action, that's an Avera Shosa Peiros. That's why we have to be very careful. Vishenos Peiros ain't Laperos, but if it's some an act, an Avera that doesn't have fruit, that doesn't have fruit. Machshava Tova Mitzav L'Mai says we had yesterday, a Machshava Tova Hashem connects to an action. Shnei Amar considers to be a Maisa. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, Adid bu yirei Hashem yishra v'yaksha Hashem yishma. V'yikasei b'seif ezikar on l'fanav, l'yirei shashem l'choshve shmo. Hashem records it to those who are choshve shmo. Mai l'choshve shmo, what does choshve shmo mean? Amar Avasi, afilu chashav adam asos mitzvah v'nenas, v'lo asa, ma'al al v'kasav kilu asa. Even if a person thought to do a mitzvah and he didn't get to do it, it's as if Hashem considers it as if he did the mitzvah. While machshava ra, ain't a kodesh baruch hu mitzvah l'maisa. A machshava ra, Hashem does not mitzvah to an action. Shnei amar, oven and b'isi b'libi lo yishma Hashem. If it's only b'libi, Hashem does not hear it. Hashem does not hear it. It's only a thought. Elamani mekayim hinani mevi elaham azeh ra pre machshavo sam. What does the pasuk mean that Hashem's going to punish us the fruit of our thoughts? I thought thoughts aren't punished. No, if it is a thought that has fruit, meaning that you're led to the action, then Hashem will punish you even on the thought. But if not, Hashem is not Messiah for Lamaisa. Yeah. Sorry?
Oven with an aleph. Right?
Oven with an aleph. Yeah, that's the oven imraisi, right? Oven sins. Oven. Avonos. Well, avonos is with an ayin, but that's oven also means a sin. The Ella Hadirsil, the Matfos is basically Shabalibam. I, Hashem says he's going to punish us even for our thoughts. Amar Rachab Yaakov, like we said yesterday, Hahu Ba'avodas Kochavim Hudirsiv. That's by Avodah Zara. Damar Mar, Hamur Avodas Kochavim, Shekala Kofer Ba Kamode Bechala Torah Kula. Right? Anybody who denies Avodah Zara is like he's being moed in the whole Torah. Avodah Zara is Kineged, all the entire Torah. Okay, yeah. Pigel. Is pigel an exception? So pigel, you don't get kares unless you eat it. You don't get kares unless you eat pigel. Right? Thinking about it is an aveira, right? Pigel hu le'yiratza. He destroys the karban. He might be mazik. He might have to pay for it, the kohen. But there's no kares. There's no onesh for just that. He might be mazik. Right? There's tremendous amounts of gemaras about pigel. Look in Zvachim. Dafim and Dafim and Prakim, all about pigel. So much about pigel. Okay? Something to look forward to. Ula Amar, yeah. Pickle is not Avodah Zara. Pickle just means you're going to do the Avodah at the wrong time. Okay. Ula Amar Kid Rav Huna. Ula says maybe before it goes based on what Rav Huna said. Right? Rav Huna, as we've had, Kibin Sh'Avar Adam Avir V'Shana Ba'Hutralo. Once a person does an Avera and he does it twice, it becomes mutter to him. Because they're really true, it becomes mutter. Elanasis lo keheter, it becomes like mutter to him. It becomes like mutter to him because once you've already done it, the second time is is easier. Again, there's something to say about the machshav and the maisa. We'll see at the end if we have time from the Asvin Daraisa. Okay, weiter. Better for a person to do an avera in private and not be mechalel shem shemayim in public. Right? Shneamar ve'atem beis Yisrael klamar Hashem ishgilu lav l'chu avodu. Right? Hashem say to beis Yisrael. Hashem says ishgilu lav avodah zara l'chu avodu. Go worship avodah zara. V'achar if not mechashomim elai v'shem kachi lo sechalalu. Don't do something in private, but don't be mechalel shem shemayim, which is public. Period. Says the Makne. What's the issue going on here? The issue going on here with public and private. He says every action in life, every mitzvah naveira, has a good thing and a bad thing about public and private. In public, if you do a mitzvah, people are going to see you. They're going to learn from you. It's going to be great. But your kavana might get a little impure because you're doing it in public. By an aveira, if you're doing it in private, nobody's going to learn from you. But then you have the attitude of you're hot. You think you're hiding from people, but you don't think you're hiding from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like the Gan of Gazlan Chilak. So says the Makne, Chazal assume that it's still better, even though it's a pro and a con for each public and private. It's better to do it in private. Better to do it in private, and that's the shikul that is happening here in the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Loi Yazaken. We had this Gemara back in Chagiga and in Moed Katan. Rabbi Loi says, Imroa Adam Shiyisro Miskaver Olav. If a person feels that his Yisahar is getting to him and he's about to do an Aveira, Yilech Lamakam Shei Makirin Osa, he should go to a place where they don't recognize him, the Yilbash Shchorim, and put on black clothes. The Yiskasa Shchorim, and like be covered in black. The Yaase Kamosha Libo Chafetz, and do what your heart desires. Don't be b'chal shev shemayim in public. What does it mean? You put up black and then do whatever you want. So Rashi here has two deos. What does it mean? Do whatever you want. It means put on black so he doesn't feel good about himself. So that'll prevent him from doing the aveira. Make him feel lowly. Number two is, well, as long as if you sin, people won't realize who you are. That's the second pshat of Rashi. Right? Yul bashchorim, so even if you sin, it'll be okay. Tosfos says, are we giving him a heter to do an aveira? Yeah, if you do the aveira, you know, you might as well just at least cover yourself. So says the Tosfos, no, like the first pshat, no, maybe if you do all this, it'll be mishaber your yetzahara. Again, Rashi might just mean, if you're going to do it anyway, you might as well try to do it in a way that's not going to draw attention to yourself. The Kaas code, right? That's the Kaas code. By the time you get there, hopefully that's the main shot of the Gemara. Doesn't mean do whatever you Yatzmash Alibo Chafetz. This will hopefully prevent you from, or you could say, I don't know if we said this then, or I'm just making it up now, Yatzmash Alibo Chafetz, maybe if you do this, then you'll do what your heart really wants to do. We mentioned before, the heart of a Jew always wants to do the right thing. I don't know, maybe that's a... Who knows? Any, is this really true? Vatanya, koshla chas akokona, roilo shlobala olam. What do you mean? We know that if somebody's not chas on the covet of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's better than you come to the world. My he. Right, so what does that mean? Rabba Omer, is amstaka bakashas. If you're mistaka at a rainbow. We'll get back to that. Rav Yosef Amr is over at Vera Sesh. We don't have air in private. So how can we allow him to do this? So, Lokasha, the Matsi Kaifli Yitzray, Hatulam Matsi Kaifli Yitzray. Depends if he could be, if he could overcome his Yitzray, then fine. Better not to do it at all. But if he can't, then it's better to do it in private than in public. It's a big discussion about looking at a rainbow. We know in there is something in the postgame about not staring at a rainbow and telling people about it. It is, we've spoken to many people about this, a very difficult halacha because rainbow's a beautiful thing. You see a rainbow, you're all excited. You go tell everybody, oh, right, you want to make the bracha. It's even a bracha. So, right, by the way, a bracha that you have to know by heart. Because you're always in the car, and you see the rainbow. Like all other brachas, you know, what other brachas you have to know by heart? It's six words! That's a long bracha. We know so many other things by heart. I think it's 5 minutes to memorize it. 6 words! So it's something that everybody should go today to memorize the bracha. Zohar Abris. But the line of mistaka bakeshes, of not staring at a rainbow, that's not in Shulchan Aruch. Right, it's a little bit, but it's mostly in the Mishnah Berurah, of course, the Chaya Adam, that you really shouldn't tell people and look at a rainbow. But the language of the Gemara, the Meiri points this out, it doesn't say roe, it says mistakel. Mistakel means to stare at. To glance at it, to look at it, is different than staring at it and gazing at it. Mistakel is a lashon of gazing and staring. So maybe staring at, that's exactly what the Miri says. If we think about trying to figure out what the rainbow symbolizes, so that's what one shouldn't be doing. It's a symbol of a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world, but some, for a minute looking at it, then see, you realize Kadosh Baruch Hu's beauty that he does in the world, so maybe that's not what the poskim were talking about. So could be. So that's why, again, it's a bracha. You say a bracha. You don't say a bracha on anything, on something that you view. You know, if there's an earthquake. There's an earthquake and all these other items. But, so that's what, it could be they do make the bracha as long as they do it in the proper way. Tanan Hasa, Ein Makivin Mechil Hashem. Hashem doesn't give credit on Chil Hashem. He doesn't say that you could, you know, don't worry, I'll punish you later. I'll take it on credit. No, right away. Echad Shogi Vechad Mezid. It doesn't matter if it's Shogi or Mezid. Mayim Makifa, what does that mean? Amar Zod Shein Osok Kechedved. He doesn't do like a storekeeper that just takes credit. Marber Ever, the Ravana Amar Lomar Shein Maizah Shkula Machras. What does that mean? That if your Averis, certain mitzvahs are equal, like we had yesterday, if Chil Hashem is one of your Averis, that tips the scale to the side of Chayef. Tanrabanan, lo olam, you are the matzvah kilu chazi yozachai v'chazi yozachai. A person should always see himself as half exactly equal. Mitzvahs and averus. Also, mitzvah achas asher shechri asmal kav schus. Every mitzvah that I do, I tip the scale to the good. Aver avir achas, oilo shechri asmal kav chova. If I did one avera, woe is me, that I tip the scale to the negative. The Eitz Yosef says, we shouldn't go through life, I did such great things today. So, this little avera, it's a big deal. No! Think exactly that we're equal. Shenehemar, v'choti echad ya'abi tova harbe. One sin could cause a lot of loss to good. One sin could cause big problems. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, not only on the personal level. The Olam, the whole world, and the Yachad are judged after the majority. If you do one mitzvah, then you pushed yourself and the whole world to the good side. The whole world is hanging in the balance before I do a mitzvah. And the other way, if I did an Aveira, Oilo Shechri Yitzazmas Kol Olba Kav Chova, if I did an Aveira, woe is to me and to the world. I just pushed it to the side of negative. Shemar V'chodi Achaz V'chulu. B'shochet Yechidi Sha'asa Zeh, because of one sin, Avan Mimenu Mikol Olam Tova Harbe. So I lost a lot of good for the whole world. Even if a person is a tzaddik his whole life and he rebels at the end, ibid es harishonos, he lost all the mitzvahs. Right, the righteousness of a person doesn't save him on the last day as he does his negligence at the end of his life. But of course, the opposite is true too. If somebody has a rush his whole life and he does tshuva at the end of his life, right, like the story of Rabbi Chanina Tradion, and the story the executioner jumps in at the end of his life. We're going to talk about that on Wednesday at the Parsha Shir. Ein Mazkirim Lo Shuv Risho. Right, so that he's not a rush anymore. The last second of his life, he can do tshuva. The rish of the wickedness of a rasha won't cause him to stumble when he does tshuva. The person that does averus at the last day of his life at least should be half and half. Why should he lose all the mitzvahs that he did? So Gemara answers, Abareish Lakish Bitoe ala rishonos. Now the case where he loses it is where he regrets his mitzvahs. Not just like he's doing averus now, but where he regrets his mitzvahs, Hashem says, okay, I'm taking them away from you. Last Mishnah. Anybody who is somebody who is proficient in Tanakh, Bikra, Mishnah, learning deeper, Uba Derech Eretz, and Derech Eretz, different shot of what that means. Doesn't mean Parnasa, doesn't mean Midos, different shotim. Lo Bimheru Huchote, he does not sin quickly. Shinemav Chutam Shulash, Lo Bimheru, you know, sake, the triple thread, Mikra Bisha Derech Eretz, protect somebody. Choshehed, Lo Bimikra, Lo Bisha, Lo Bimheru Huchote, if he has nothing, Edom and Aishav, he's not giving towards society. And the Rambam says here, the Pirish of Rishdais, he might as well be out of society. He's not contributing. So then Lima Tanakh is a topic that we can spend a lot of time on. Just to mention one, we mentioned this back in Brachas. Listen to the Shira in Brachas Chavches, where the Tzlach, the Gemara says there that Rabbi Elazar on his deathbed gave all these instructions to his Talmidim. And one of them was, Minhu Atzmechem Min HaHigayon. Prevent yourselves from Higayon. So what is Higayon? Logic? What is Higayon? So the Rashi quotes, Mikra. Don't teach them so much Mikra, Bishum Demashcha. Because it pulls. So what does that mean? So the Tzlach says, because Tanakh is something, listen to the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda writing, a couple hundred years ago. And the Tzlach is something that many Apikarsim are attracted to. And therefore, what does it mean not to teach them Higayon? It means make sure that they learn Tanakh in a Chazal Halachic Misora setting. Because it could very well be that if they start learning, they're going to be drawn to explanations and sources that are not based on Chazal. And therefore, that could be a very dangerous situation. That's what the Tzlach says. Uprap is manenu shenis pashet hatargam Ashkenazi v'shemoshech likros b'sifri hagoyim k'elios baki b'lashonam. But like it hisir b'zeh. Gam b'yaldusa b'lada mikra kachlo malami tamen chacham v'yargilu takeif gam b'mishna v'gemara. V'har b'yish lochich azeh b'dorenu shepascha hamispachas ma'od. U'min ha'shamayim yirachamu. That's the Tzlach already, right, the Tzlach already in Prague. He's talking about the apikarsim, as he calls them, that are involved in Limud Tanakh. Again, we should always learn Tanakh based on Chazal, based on what we know are the traditional sources, and therefore that's what these Yeshu Bamikra. Tanakh is extremely important, right? The only right they say what's Tanakh Pirush Hakadosh Baruch Hu Al Shas. Right, we learn Tanakh only ones that are recorded in Shas. Chas v'shalom, we should learn Tanakh. We have to learn Tanakh, but we should learn it in the proper way. Amar Blazer Reb Selig Lamat Tzadikim Nimshal Lebalam Azeh. What are Tzadikim who go through Yisurin compared to in this world? The whole tree is in a tar place, but nofah in a makam tuma, and the branches are hanging in a makam tuma. Nixas nofah kula omi in a makam tara. You cut off the branches, and then the whole thing is tar. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yisurin al Tzadikim Olam Hazeh. So too the Tzadik is in Olam Hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu chops off branches. He gives them Yisurin and pains. In Olam Hazeh, Deshi Yirshu Olam Haba, so that his whole goof, the whole trunk, is in Olam Haba, and it's tar. Shneimar vayirei shuscha mitzar vacharischa yishkem ma'od. Your rate rosh is mitzar. It's small, but at the end, your acharis is going to be very great. What about Rishayim? The opposite. Liyim shkula omid makam tuma v'nofet nonot makam tara. His whole body is in makam tuma, and his branches are in makam tara. So nixas nofal kula omid makam tuma. He gives a little bit of good tahar in this world. He chops off the branches so that he'll be punished in the next world. Kachar shbrachu mashpil and tovel Rishayim b'almazeh k'nei latarta nolahu rishon l'madrega tachtona, so that in the next world he can be tori them and push them down to the lowest level in Gehenim. Shneimar yishdarch yashal lefnei ish v'charisa darkei mavis. That's what he says. Okay, and then we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we talk about, actually, three more lines. Farhaya Ratarfen, Vizkenim, Mesubim, Balias, Benitza, Balud. They were in the attic in Lud. Vinishla, Sheila, Zubifneim, Talmud, Gadol, or Maisa, Gadol. Which is greater? Learning or actions? Nenner, Ratarfen, Omer, Maisa, Gadol. Nenner, Abikiva, Omer, Talmud, Gadol. Is the action greater or is the Talmud Gadol? And they all voted and said, Talmud Gadol Shatam Nevi L'Dei Maisa. If you have a choice of learning about a mitzvah or doing the actual mitzvah, as long as it's a mitzvah that's not overes, you're better to learn about the mitzvah and then do the mitzvah, because then you get both. Because then you get to learn and then you get to do the mitzvah. And Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, actually we'll have to stop here, we'll continue by the sharing with this tomorrow. We start off, comes on time, we got a great gra to start with, classic. Okay, we'll start by the sharing tomorrow and then we get into... Oh, Yishma Kadesh. Oh, Shlichus. Here we come.